And now M&J Audio Theater presents Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue.
Come right in, stranger. Do have a seat, won't you? There. You seem a bit hot. Let me fetch you a glass of lemonade. There you are. It is refreshing, isn't it? Yes. Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am Chet Cheddar. I am the morgue attendant here, and it gets a bit lonely. That is why whenever I receive visitors, I enjoy telling them stories. I would love to tell you one, if you have the time. Oh, well, good. Well, now let's see. I think today I will tell you about a man named Elmer Corn. I have many stories about this man. By trade, Mr. Corn is a manure hauler from Biloxi. However, he seems to have a knack for getting himself into some unusual situations. Well, now. My story begins one summer morning, on a Tuesday, I believe. It was 5:30 a.m., and Mr. Corn was beginning his day.
Bad gum. 5:30 already? I tell you, this fast-paced life I lead. Well, goodbye, blissful slumber. Hello, Tuesday morning. All right, Elmer. That's enough procrastinating. It's time to get out of bed and begin our day. Let's see what we got on the calendar here. Let's see what I'm going to have to do today. Let's see. Tuesday. Oh, got to deliver 60 pounds of manure to Duluth, Montana. Well, all right. I hadn't been to Duluth in quite a while. Well, let's see. I guess I'll go outside and see if the boys delivered the paper yet. Oh, boy, what a beautiful morning. Hello, world. Well, let's see here. The boy usually throws the paper by the fence. Yeah, it's still a little too dark to see. Boy, I got a bad case of sewer breath. I gotta remind myself to brush my teeth when I get back inside. Oh, there's paper right over there. Yes, sirree, Bob, right by the fence, just like every day. Well, now, let's see what the good news is. Yeah. Biloxi, baffled and bewildered. The population of Biloxi continues to dwindle, say police, who have been investigating the disappearances of three citizens since yesterday morning. Police Chief Lester Corn says he is unable to link the disappearances with the dozens of UFO sightings that have been reported over the past 24 hours. Oh, come on now. Dang it. It's a sad state of affairs when the Biloxi Gazette resorts to this sort of sensationalism like the National Enquirer. Well, I can't read no more of this garbage on an empty stomach. I got just enough time to go inside and fix me a bologna sandwich. No, wait a minute. I'm still standing. Oh, thank you, Lord. I think maybe it was a meteor. It fell right over here. No. No, wait a minute. That ain't no meteor. That there's a real live flying saucer.
Yes. Yes, you heard correctly. A flying saucer. Mr. Corn, being the inquisitive man that he is, picked up a stick and poked the side of the vessel several times. Suddenly, a hatch opened, causing Mr. Corn to recoil in fear.
Whoa!
He peered into the saucer, expecting something or someone to exit. But nothing did.
Hello?
The suspense was more than even Mr. Corn could withstand. Reluctantly, he entered the saucer.
Hello? Hey, yeah. Boy, there's lights and all kinds of stuff going on in this thing. She thought. Hey, there's a little blue fella right over there by that. Uh-oh. Oh, he's in bad shape.
Whoa! Clay bar to our deck four. Clay bar to our deck four. All scout ships are ordered to return to the planet Tontanium at once.
The TV
please
screen.
Return at once. Confirm transmission.
Oh, boy, you scared the bejeebus out of me. What was that, sir? I didn't quite understand you the first time.
Earth creature, state your intrusion on the Tontanium scout ship. What is your identity code?
Identity code? Oh, you mean my name. It's Elmer Corn, sir. Biloxi Manure Hauler. I guess you're calling this little blue feller here. I'm afraid to tell you, I don't think he's going to be coming home anytime soon. He got the top of his head cut right off. He just fell on this piece of jagged metal here. If it's any consolation, though, I don't think he suffered any.
Distressful as this. Many times have I told him that Earth's satellite transmissions can drain power cells. Perhaps he never get it too close to our power source.
Oh, well, I guess that's possible. Biloxi TV's just up the road here. I think he ran into a telephone pole, though.
Earthling, what is the condition of the vessel?
What's that? You mean the ship. Well, it's got a big old dent outside, and I'd say that's about all that's wrong with it. Your machinery and everything's working inside, and like I said, your friend here met a pretty bitter end, but other than that, I guess everything's all right. Say, you ever heard of seatbelts? That might have saved your friend.
Our deck can be saved, Earthling.
Oh, yeah?
You must navigate the vessel to the planet Tontanium at once.
Oh, no, I don't, sir. Now,
you must engage power cells and navigate the ship at once.
What?
Time is limited. We must examine Ardak's body immediately.
Now, sir, everybody's got to go sometime. Now, I'm awful sorry that your friend here has passed on, but I can't do nothing for you. And I got places to go. Besides, you can't do nothing for this fella. The top of his head's cut off.
Perhaps on your intellectually backward planet, a dismembered cranium is fatal. However, on our planet, our medical technology far exceeds the knowledge of even your finest surgeons. However, as we speak, Ardak's tissues deteriorate, and time is running out. So, will you navigate the ship, human?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll navigate the ship. I just can't say no to someone who's in need, and if you think you can save him, I'll bring the ship to your planet. You'll just have to tell me how to work it. But there's a feller in Duluth, Montana, who ain't gonna be too happy when his load of cow flop don't show up.
The alien on the ship's telescreen instructed Elma how to navigate the saucer. He traveled billions of light years and passed through a million galaxies in a matter of seconds. According to Elma's watch, the entire trip to the planet Tontanium took 30 minutes.
Attention, human. Engage landing gear.
Huh?
Engage landing gear.
What's that?
Engage landing gear now, human.
Okay.
Careful.
All right.
Careful, human.
Whoa.
Careful.
Whoa.
You'll be greeted at the main gate. You may now exit the vessel.
That door opened up by itself. I guess I'm supposed to walk down this slanted walkway here. Oh, look at those little blue feathers down there. They must be my welcoming committee. Howdy, fellas.
Greetings.
Say, did you see me land that spaceship? I'd land there just like old Buck Rogers, and I never been behind the wheel of one in my life.
Affirmative. It was most impressive, human. We extend our gratitude to you for returning the body of Ardak to us. Premet, Zybon, take the body of Ardak to the refrigeration chambers. He is still sufficiently fresh.
Well, you ain't going to chill him, are you? I thought you was going to operate on him.
In due time, human. We hope you find your stay on the planet Tantanium a pleasant one.
No, sir. I'm afraid I can't stay another second. I gotta rush home and get that load of cow dung on the road. But I do appreciate the offer, though.
Premet.
Affirmative.
Zybon.
Affirmative.
Him.
Hey.
Come with us. Take the human to the holding chamber.
Hey, let me go.
Come with us. Come with us, human.
Hey, where'd you
this
take...
way.
Hey.
He is a very fine specimen.
Specimen? Indeed. Hey, what do you mean, specimen? Hey, where you taking me? Hey, I don't want it. Hey.
Yes, he is a very fine specimen indeed. Farewell, Earthling.
Well, now, I suppose you're wondering what the aliens plan to do with our hero. Well, you can only imagine Elma's confusion as he was escorted by force to a large metal cage.
This way, human. This way. This way.
Take it easy now.
Silence.
Hey, now let me go. Are you too rough with me now? What are you going to do?
Get into the holding cell.
Hey, dammit.
Now, silence.
This is an awful way to show gratitude. That's all I got to say. I traveled billions of miles to bring that body to your planet, and you just threw me in a cave. Well, dang you. Dang you all to heck.
Elmer, is that you?
What? Cecil Ferris?
Yeah, it's Cecil Ferris.
Well, I'm a dad gum. Well, what are you doing here, Cecil?
Well, I got abducted by one of them there UFOs, and here I am with everybody else.
Well, heck, I recognize all of y'all. But there's Miss Maddox over there.
Hello,
howdy, Miss Maddox.
Hello, son.
There's Mr. Craig.
Yeah, howdy, Craig. Elmer.
Well, what are you all doing here?
Well, Elmer, them there aliens threw us in this cage, and we're sitting here to wait.
That's right. I read about three people disappearing this morning in the Biloxi Gazette. I thought it was a load of crock, but I guess it's true.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true, Elmer.
Well, hell, true. At least you guys were abducted. I'm here because I drove here. I thought I was helping these aliens out, but I guess I'm the big fool.
Yeah.
What do you figure they're planning to do with us?
Elmer, I kind of hesitate to tell you.
Attention, humans. It is time to take another subject.
Oh, my God.
You.
No.
Come with us.
No, not me.
It is time.
No.
Come now.
No, you let me go.
Come now,
you
human.
You let me go. No.
Come with us, human.
No.
Come with us.
No.
Do not struggle.
I don't want to go.
Do not struggle, human.
Elmer, save me.
Go with Satan.
This is better. Save me.
Dad gum. Boy, he really kicked up the dust.
He sure did, Elmer.
Say, what are they going to do to him? Are they going to torture him?
No.
No.
They going to run experiments on him?
No, sonny.
Elmer.
Well, they ain't going to eat him, are they?
Bingo, Elmer, you got it.
Dad gum.
Yeah.
Well, boy, this kindly puts a damper on things.
Yeah, I've been kind of depressed here lately.
Now, Miss Maddox, you hush up that bawling. The worst thing you can do at a moment like this is to pant. Now, you just hush up all that bawling. Oh, Elmer's here, and he's going to do something about this mess.
At least
I think I am.
I certainly hope so, Elmer.
Well, when that alien gets back here, you let me do all the talking, all right?
Okay, all right, Elmer. Now, between
then and now, why don't we sing us a little song?
Oh, no.
Help cheer us up.
You all know this one. Sing along with Elmer. Okay, Elmer, okay.
If you're happy and you know it, say I am.
I am.
If you're happy and you know it, say I am.
I am.
If you're happy and you know it, then you laugh with
your truly so happy.
Mr. Corn tried the best he could to raise the spirits of his fellow prisoners. However, knowing you're about to become the main course on an alien's menu tends to put one in a dampened disposition.
Then the Then the fella behind the bar said, "That ain't no dog, mister. That there's my wife."
Elmer, that's my wife, is what he said.
Elmer, that was the worst joke I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah, come on, Cecil. It's the situation we're in. Now, if we was anywhere besides in this old cage, I swear you'd be laughing to your ribs, crying.
I don't know about that.
You too, Mrs. Madden.
I don't think so, Elmer. I don't think so.
Now, wait a minute. Listen, you remember what I said. Let me do the talking.
Attention, humans. It is time to take another subject. We will take the elderly female human.
Oh, no.
Come with us now.
No,
now,
wait
please,
a minute. Don't take me. Save me, Elmer. Save me, Elmer.
Yes, Miss Maddox. Listen, sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather go in her place.
Affirmative.
I just can't stand all this waiting. It's just eating my guts out. I'd rather just get it over with and be done with it.
Affirmative. One human is just as sufficient as another. Come with us.
Well, thank you kindly, sir. Much obliged. Well, that's okay. You don't have to drag me. I'll go on my own accord.
Silence.
You sure got a nice place here. Beautiful place.
Silence.
We gonna go in that room right there?
Affirmative.
Well, all right. I'm ready to be eaten.
Silence. Cleabet, here is the next subject.
Ah, I see you have brought our latest visitor to me. Greetings, Earthling.
Yeah, aloha. Hey, listen, feller, just what is the deal around here? What are you fellers up to? Are we your idea of fancy takeout or something?
Ow!
Silence!
There is no need to strike the human. His sarcasm is understandable. Human, I suppose you wonder why we consume Earth creatures.
Well, yes, sir, I gotta admit I am a bit curious.
Yes. Human, for billions of eons, we have sustained our race on mineral deposits mined from our planet's core. However, recently our food supply has been completely exhausted. No alternative food source has been discovered. Tantaniites die by the thousands. We consume their corpses for nutritional value, but that is insufficient. Earth is the only life-sustaining planet we have discovered. Humans are plentiful, and they are nutritionally high in value. We regret that you must die so that we may live.
Well, I tell you, I'm not doing a big backflip with joy about it myself.
Liban, Cremat, sustain the human. Earth creature, Liban will now use a centrotron unit to inject a paralyzing electronic charge into your body.
What?
Your body will then be dismembered and sectioned into nutrition pellets.
Oh, no.
We assure you, you will feel no pain.
Well, I wish I could say the same for you. Give me that centrotron unit.
Return the centrotron unit. Return the centrotron unit to me. Return it. Return it immediately.
That's a big neck of toy, Blue Man, but I am going to give you a dose of it.
Negative.
That ought to hold you two for a while. And as for you, Doc, you better open up that door. I'm going to zap you, too.
This is foolish, human. You cannot possibly escape.
I wouldn't count on it. I'm pretty dadgum agile. Now open the door.
Very well.
Elmer raced down the hall to the Tantanium Embassy, armed guards fired laser shots at him on all sides, but they could not keep up. Soon, Mr. Corn was at the holding cell that contains his friend.
Elmer, come on! Save us now! Over here, Elmer!
Hey, is everybody all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Well, look, we're going to have to get the hell out of here. Yeah. Them guards are going to be catching up with me any second now.
All right.
You ready to run like your butt's on fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is control panel here that operates the door. Let's just hope I get it.
Well, look at there.
I got it first off.
Come on, everybody. Come on, run like hell.
We got to go.
Run.
I know where the ships are at. I know where the soldiers are kept. Come on, everybody.
The prisoners followed Elmer, feeling confident that he would lead them to safety. He herded them into one of the saucers, and then, to ensure they would not be followed, he smashed the controls of the remaining ships. By the time the aliens caught up with them, it was too late.
All right.
Elmer was zooming at warp speed towards Earth and safety.
Well, on the road again, we're on the road again. Say, how's everybody doing?
I'm doing just fine, Elmer. I sure can't wait to get back to Biloxi.
Well, it won't be too long. I'll bet we're just about 10 minutes from Earth. Now, what's wrong, Miss Maddox?
I feel like I'm gonna vomit, Elmer.
Well, it's that warp sickness, Miss Maddox. Just put your head between your legs, honey. That's what does it.
Yes, sir.
Traveling at
Elmer,
the speed of light will do it every time.
Yes, sir. I know I feel... Now, there goes that telescreen.
Attention, human.
Uh-huh.
We implore you. Return the subject to our planet at once.
You guys must be touching the head or something. Listen, where I come from, fellas don't eat other fellas. It just ain't done. It's immoral and illegal, if I'm not mistaken. No, you're just going to be disappointed. I'm taking these people right home, and they're going to be safe and sound. Sorry.
Affirmative. Human, you are wise to take the subjects with you. We allowed our food supply to diminish. The fault is our own. Soon we will die. Soon our planet will be a barren orb floating in space. We are sorry.
Now, I ain't gonna sit here and listen to that sort of foolish talk. You sound gloomier than a hawk without mud. There's an answer to everything. If you people can just stand without eating for one more day, I'll come back with a solution to your problem. I promise.
Elmer, what are you gonna do?
Now, you just hold your horses, Cecil. You'll see.
After returning to Earth, Mr. Korn gathered materials needed to solve the alien's dilemma. Soon he was back on the planet Tontinium, and he was not alone.
Well, here you are.
Human, I do not wish to sound lacking in appreciation, but what are these strange creatures?
Oh, well, over there's a cow, you see. He's your beef. And over there next to it is a bull. And you got your chickens for eggs. And you got your hogs for your bacon products and your ham and all that. The point is, all this stuff is good to eat. You know how to fix it, right?
Remarkable. Primat. Affirmative. What is the nutritional analysis of the horned creature?
It is sufficiently high in protein, iron, and essential vitamins.
That's right, and it's good for you, too. You pull them things underneath that cow, and you'll get milk, and that's real good. That gives you your calcium. And if you put that there horned creature, as you call it, with that cow, it'll make more cows than horned creatures.
Reproduction, a primitive Earth concept. We use a genetic duplicator.
Well, I guess that worked, too, but I think our way's a heck of a lot more fun. Well, anyway, all this stuff is real good for you. I also brought you some vegetables, and then I brought you some recipes to help you fix all this stuff up.
Remarkable. We can reproduce all of these food products with a duplicon. Human, you have saved our planet from inevitable doom. We extend our sincere gratitude, and we humbly apologize for the human that we have consumed. We have violated natural laws.
Oh, well, that's okay. That was the town drunk that you ate, and I don't think we're going to be missing him too much down there on Earth. As far as thanking me, sir, you don't have to bother. My mama, sweet old woman, said as long as I got food, ain't nobody in need going to go hungry, and I've kind of followed that path. I'm just glad that you people are going to be all right.
I have one question, human.
Okay.
Does not the consumption of the creatures violate natural laws? Why did you strike me upon the cranium?
Silence, foolish one. The human is saving our lives.
I tell you, fellas, I sure would like to stay around and chew the fat with y'all, but I just can't stay another second. I'm already 2 days late on that Duluth, Montana manure haul. But I tell you what, I want you guys to not be such a stranger. Y'all stop by on Earth every now and then and visit me, you hear?
Affirmative. You are a friend to us also, human, and a savior. And please... feel free to take one of our transport vehicles with our gratitude.
Well, thank you kindly, sir. I appreciate that. I'll do that. I'll see y'all people later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's time to hit the old warp drive here. Hey, if you're happy and you know it, say I am. I am. If you're happy and you know it, say I am. Hey, here we go.
Mr. Korn once again sped towards Mother Earth, singing a happy tune. His soul was filled with heartfelt pride, for an entire planet considered him the savior. That was a painless story, wasn't it? Yes. I must admit, all this talk of food has made me hungry. I suppose if I had the appetite of one of those aliens, I would have a regular smorgasbord here in the morgue. Oh, forgive me. That was disgusting. Oh, please don't leave. I hope I haven't offended you. I was merely joking. Well, if you must go, you will return, won't you? It gets so lonely here in the morgue, and I have many stories to tell. Until then, pleasant dreams.
You have just heard Chet Cheddar's Tales from the Morgue. Today's installment, Elmer versus the Invaders. For correspondence, send to M&J Audio Theater, P.O. Box 252, Mejia, M-E-X-I-A, Texas, 76667. The names and characters portrayed in this production are fictitious. Any similarities to actual persons, including aliens, is purely coincidental. Production by M&J Audio Theater. Support for this program is provided by this and other National Public Radio member stations and the NPR Cultural Program Fund. Contributors include the National Endowment for the Arts and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. This is NPR, National Public Radio.